Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Let's talk about the big old M word. We haven't talked about it in a while. In fact, the last time I might have been when we had the lovely Naomi Watts on the podcast. But it's time to talk about it again. We can't neglect it forever, can we? Maybe you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or just can't seem to find comfort in your body. If you fall into any of these categories, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. So what is it? Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called aptogens, which helps the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women experiencing perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. If you've experienced hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating, gas, or no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you catch my drift, then you have to give it a try. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and they have over 16,000 reviews. Have you ever heard of a statistic like that? It's really, truly a phenomenon, and they're all over social media too. The thing that I love about them is that Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause, but also for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances. I'm never going through menopause. So Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. They make zero compromise when it comes to quality, and truly the biggest benefit of all is also feeling more like yourself again. You guys have to try their prebiotic collagen protein powder. I've been using it now for the past couple of weeks. It's so good. You can put it in almond milk. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it in regular milk. You can put it in water. It's so good. I use the vanilla flavor. I love it. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. All you have to do is use code LIPSTICK at checkout. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. They make zero compromise when it comes to quality, and truly the biggest benefit of all is feeling more like yourself again.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Oh, hi, Em.
Oh, hey, girl.
Oh, hey, girl. How's momming going?
I feel like momming's going to get very intense in the next few minutes with our next guest.
I know. We're about to fucking mom it out right now. Our next guest, which is a really important guest, I actually met totally organically at one of my Wise events. And the next thing I know, she's in my house. She's in my pantry. She's in the laundry room. She's going through every single thing, making a report, which I will talk to you about. But she basically audited our family. which is sometimes you need that. And I think it's going to be really interesting to sit down and talk with her, because I think it's something that we all talk about, we think about, but we never do. So her job, she's essentially the home edit for toxic things. Yola Roberts.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Yola, Yola.
She's amazing, okay?
I should have taken a Xanax before this, because I feel like
No. I'm not here to spread anxiety. I'm here to make life easier for you guys.
She's a certified holistic nutritionist and integrative health coach who specializes, and she has certain terms, in low-tox living, gut hormone, and autoimmune health. Her own health journey dealing with hormone disorders ranging from lupus to Hashimoto's to PCOS led her to become an expert in using nutrition and lifestyle science to manage, heal, and prevent diseases while promoting overall well-being. We are so excited.
Thank you for having me. I've been working with her
this past month, and we're going to talk all things detoxifying your home and life. You had a completely different life.
I did. So I was in venture capital. I've been, you know, in media. We actually, you know, we met in 2018.
Exactly.
Like, and I just hadn't seen you in a couple of years. And I all of a sudden got food poisoning in May of 2022, and it completely triggered a bunch of autoimmune disorders.
We're talking real food poisoning. She can't go into it, but we're talking
something very serious. Yeah.
Something very serious that basically she almost died.
So, yeah. And so that's a whole other environmental toxin topic. But, you know, it triggered a bunch of autoimmune disorders. And I got really frustrated because I went from one day being completely healthy to completely not, basically debilitated. And it was really hard to get answers, right? With these kind of things, especially with autoimmune disorders, I mean, you have to go from doctor to doctor, so many tests you have to do. And by the time, you know, you get make an appointment, they're like, oh, you're on a 3-month wait list, and you get in and you're then on another month wait list to get the test. So I got really frustrated. And I was like, I have to do something. I can't just wait for months at a time and to figure out how to get my body better.
You were telling me your hair was thinning.
Yes,
you had no energy.
Fatigue, joint pain, the rashes, like the nerve pain. I mean, all of these things, I'd never experienced them at the time. I was 28. So I never experienced these things. And so I didn't really know what was going on. I just felt like my body was from the inside out disintegrating. And I had never, you know, I lived a generally what I thought a healthy lifestyle, right? I ate healthy and I wasn't restrictive. Now I have to be. But I didn't really think about toxins at all. So the first thing I did was I was like, I have to become an expert in my own health if I want to get better, if I want to give my body a chance to even be able to function. Because it got to a point where my joints were hurting so bad that I couldn't walk without having like assistance. And I had to relearn how to pick things up and do like a squat and things like that. And thankfully now I have a great care team on medication, integrating Eastern and Western medicine, and I'm in treatment and things of that nature. But at the time, I didn't have that yet. So I went back to school and I just started learning everything I could about the body, nutrition science, and things that could either support healing and managing of these conditions or deteriorate them. And one of those things were the environmental toxins. So that's when I started to slowly kind of overhaul my entire life. And there were so many things that I didn't even think about that had toxins or PFAS or phthalates or fragrances or microplastics.
So you basically became your own detective in your own life.
Yeah, I became my own detective. I obviously learned a lot of these things too in my programs, but I was also simultaneously, like on the weekends, I mean, I didn't feel that great most of the time to do anything, but I would like read scientific papers and research studies, and I just became psychotic about these things. Because again, I was like, I have to figure out a way to give my body a chance. I have to find a way to give my body a chance to heal or at least manage the conditions to the best of my ability. And these environmental toxins severely add extra stress on your body.
I know.
So if you have a condition, and I don't care if it ranges from an autoimmune disease like lupus, like what I have, or hormone or gut issues, metabolic dysfunction, all the way to cancer, one of the first things you need to do is reduce the toxic load. Because no matter, like, these treatments that you do, all these things, they're stressful alone on your body, and whatever's going inside of your body, it's enough stress. So you add another layer of these toxins, your body is going to focus on getting rid of those toxins first instead of actually healing the body, amongst other things, which we'll get into. So that's how I got into it. It was really just a more personal journey. But then people started asking me for help. I had no intention of making this my career as a nutritionist, a health coach, a non-toxic living expert, whatever you want to call it. But people slowly started to see that I was managing my conditions better, and I was going from being completely, like, not functioning to, oh, she's functioning now. How did she do that? I mean, I spent quite a bit of time, money, and energy to figure out this formula of being able to function. And I think the goal, you know, before we get into the toxins, it can be very overwhelming because, especially on social media, everything's so demonizing now. It's like, if you eat this, you're going to die. Well, if you put this on your body, your whole family is going to wake up and be sick the next day.
Well, I have to say, that's what I loved about you, is that you're not an all or nothing. You're low tox. You're like, okay, try this. And we're going to go through everything, what she did with me, my pantry. We're going to talk a little bit about what she's doing forward for us in the next 3 months. But I don't think you can all or nothing anything.
No, unless you know.
No, it's not realistic.
No,
and I think
it's not.
I mean, I guess when you were telling your story and you were going through your own detox, what was the number one thing that surprised you the most that had an impact on your situation?
I think reading, like, hyper reading all the food labels, especially the label of food that says it's better for you or gut friendly or organic or whatever, reading those labels and then all the beauty products. Mm-hmm. And women are exposed to 168 chemicals a day.
That's crazy.
Men, 86. And, like, women, we have reproductive systems, and those are one of the things that get affected the most from these toxins.
And I love, Yola gave Emisha and I basically a research and studies on toxins. 44% of children and adolescents under the age of 18 have a metabolic syndrome. 100 million Americans plus have insulin resistance. 5 to 8 million women in America have diagnosed PCOS. 70% affected women remain undiagnosed. 1 in 6 people impacted by infertility, and 1 in 2 people are expected to have cancer in their lifetime. I mean, those are crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Those are real studies, and these are studies from the last year or two. And it's not to scare people again, it's just to make you aware that, unfortunately, we are bombarded now between our air, water, our clothes, everything we put on our body, skin, food, with an abnormal amount of toxins.
Let's talk about the environmental toxins.
Yeah, okay.
Let's lead with that.
Okay.
Okay. So if you could tell us 4 or 5 things, these are the environmental toxins that you must be aware of. What would they be?
So I'll start with...
She's like, there are 100.
I'm like, that's such a hard question. I'll break it down. It might be more than 4 or 5. So for beauty products, fragrance, that's a hard one.
Okay.
It's a big no-no. There are 3,500 chemicals that can be marked as fragrance on descriptions, on ingredient labels.
3,300?
3,500.
3,500.
Oh, my God.
And then brands only can... They don't have to name the chemical. They can just put fragrance. Formaldehyde also, that's a big one. And then for, like, home, definitely we want to stay from microplastics, BPAs, PFAS, all of that. I think the stat on that is crazy. Like, they find, like, 90% of Americans have some kind of microplastic in their bloodstream.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's one for sure. On the food side, I mean, I gave you, like, a list of 20. Potassium bromate, we can find those in bagels and, like, McDonald's, a lot of fast food. It's a binding agent. Then we have BHT, which is, like, in a lot of cereals, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Captain Crunch, even Honey Bunches of Oats, which people think are healthy. They're not.
But you get tricked. Like, we did, you know, Kenna, we did a little social around to be like, okay, it's all natural or it's organic. Like,
yeah.
That doesn't mean anything anymore, right?
It really doesn't. I mean, organic, all natural doesn't mean anything. Organic is a little bit better because you hope that they're not sprayed with a bunch of pesticides. But I have, you know, Annie's is a popular organic product. They have been, I mean, they've been found to have heavy metals, pesticides, all these other things. So it's really hard to say.
Wait, Red 40 is in Doritos?
Yeah. And then the blue, I think Blue 6 is in the blue Doritos. Then you have Red 3.
What's Red 40? Sorry, just for the people who don't know.
So it's a dye. Red 40 is a big dye.
So it's
you need
a dye.
To know
so,
it.
So all the dyes have been now linked for children into like ADHD, some autism, allergies, gut disruption, cognitive health. And so I was going to say for the food, going back to food, especially for kids, any dyes, absolutely no. Any coloring or dyes. It will say like yellow 6, red 40, red 3. And then phthalates is another big one. So those are in a lot of cereals again. And a lot of the cereals have a lot of these, like especially Lucky Charms has every colored dye. Carrageenan's, and then pesticides and herbicides and high fructose corn syrup. I mean, the list could go on. I think my rule of thumb is try to get stick to real whole foods as much as possible. When the ingredient list is this long, avoid it. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. Just stick to simple, whole, real foods.
Let's talk a little bit about fashion. We actually have an upcoming episode, which will air at the end of next month, all about how Emisha and I are getting ready for spring. We cover everything. We cover really everything. We take a little bit more of a holistic approach, but we'll cover fashion in there for you. Don't worry. So with spring approaching, maybe you're looking for a standout dress moment. You know what? Macy's has the dress for every occasion, from work parties to cocktail to, of course, prom for your girls listening in high school. Where better to find some of the best and latest finds in Macy's? From ocean blue hues to bright pops of fuchsia, neutrals with centerpiece details like bows and embroidery, their selection is really going to blow you away this spring. Okay, make sure you shop some of your favorite brands, DKNY, Calvin Klein, Karl Lagerfeld Paris. Maybe you're looking for petites or plus sizes. They've got that too. Macy's truly does have something for everybody, and I mean everybody. I have a bunch of stuff coming in next week, specifically a lot of travel, so I've already been taking a hefty scroll followed by a hefty add to cart, and I love it. What I love is that you can search by so many different ways, such as formal party, cocktail, casual, career. Or you can obviously filter in the normal ways too, from color to price to dress length. I love when I can get really targeted in my search, especially when I don't have a ton of time. You know what? Macy's has the dress for every occasion. Get ahead on all your spring shopping needs with Macy's. Just check out macy's.com/dresses. That's macy's.com/dresses. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, know that you're not alone. Thinning, it's normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can be really lonely and frustrating. After giving birth to my children, my hair, it's really never been the same. So I've been really focused on my hair health since then, and I'm doing everything, and I've gotten it back with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different. Hence, the why a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't work. Nutrafol is unique because it has multiple formulas that are tailored just for you, just for your hair, when it needs to grow out through many different stages, postpartum, menopause, different lifestyles like plant-based diets. It's super easy to start. You just go on their website, Nutrafol.com, that's Nutrafol.com, take their wellness quiz for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine, it's really simple. There's no prescription, free shipping, and you even get automated deliveries to ensure you never miss a day. I actually started seeing results after about 3 months. And they say in this clinical study, 86% of women improved hair growth after just 6 months. 86% of women. I was one of those women. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code LIPSTICK. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK. That's Nutrafol. Promo code LIPSTICK. I'm going to get to this, but brominated vegetable oil. She told me that it's in Mountain Dew and in Gatorade.
And Gatorade. Gatorade has the brominated vegetable oil, has all these fake sugars, has all the dyes. So,
well, this is, my kids are obsessed, and so is Maeve, with Prime.
Okay, so Prime is the craziest thing I've seen in such a long time. Even South Park did an episode making fun of kids being addicted to Prime.
I know, but the marketing is so good. It's so colorful. And he's like, look how healthy it is, Mom.
So one Prime has about 200 milligrams of caffeine. That's 6 cans of Coke. Would you let your child eat or like drink 6 cans of Coke? No, you wouldn't. And then they have the Prime Hydrate. It doesn't have the dyes or the brominated vegetable oil like Gatorade, but it does have some of these like sucralose type artificial sweeteners, which are linked to gut disruption for children that causes like higher risk of allergies, infections, immune system, all things. I tell parents to do coconut water. There are plenty of coconut water.
So just so you know, I switched over. I switched over to coconut water. And she, and we're going to put this on our Substacks and on the show notes, but an at-home Gatorade recipe. It's really simple. Coconut water, Celtic sea salt, trace minerals, a little bit of calcium, magnesium, lemon juice, raw honey, maple syrup, or agave for and you can make different colors. Like, we're going to lay it all out.
But yeah, and it's fun. You can do it together as a family. And they can make their own Gatorade, and it's so much better for them. And again, I'm not someone that's saying don't eat sugar or avoid sugar completely. Just eat more naturally derived sugars. I know there's a big debate on sugar. Yes, from a biochemistry perspective, all carbohydrates, all sugars, no matter what you call it, break down into glucose in the body. But it's quality. It's the nutrient density. It's the quality of what you're putting in your body. And I think people forget about that. Mm-hmm. Your body is much more likely to digest, be able to digest more easily a natural sugar. And if it's also coming from fruit, and coconut sugar is also low glycemic because there's some fiber and minerals, it actually slows the release of glucose into the portal vein, into the bloodstream. So that's a whole other insulin conversation that we don't need to get into. But I think kids are fed right now too much sugar. And everything.
Gray Stuber, absolutely eats some. I mean, we've definitely cut back on it.
Yeah, and he liked my brownies.
He loves. Where else he got? She's got an incredible black bean brownie that my kids
sweet
had
potato.
No idea they were eating sweet potatoes.
Yeah, sweet potato brownies. The whole batch only had, I think for you guys, I did a half a cup of maple syrup. I usually don't only do a quarter cup. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't tell that it was mainly sweet potato.
Right.
So there are ways around it.
That's what I think, you know, families, why you're so popular and why everybody wants to work with you, because you do believe no one can live a non-toxic lifestyle fully. You believe in the 60-40, the 70-30. And I think that's where moms, because to Emish's point, when she said, I need to take a Xanax, it is a lot of work. When you went through my pantry, okay.
I was there for 10 hours.
She was there for 10. I don't have that big of a pantry, but.
Well, not just the pantry. It was not just inside the pantry.
Yeah. She was locked inside the pantry. But you cannot imagine what she pulled out.
Can imagine, because my pantry's probably 10 times worse.
She pulled out some graham crackers, some hummus, some whipped, I won't say brands, rolled corn tortilla, chili and lime flavored. White cheddar shell mac and cheese, sticks of cheese that basically say organic on them. And she was like, no, boy, no, no. And then she went through and gave us some really interesting brands, which I kind of want to talk through in a little bit because they're out there. And now more than ever, we have, Whole Foods, and we have different places online that you can shop, Amazon, whatever. You just kind of have to know. Like, I love the Tillamook.
Yeah, so Tillamook's much better than the other brand you had. Mm-hmm. I think if you could just get a block of cheese, like a real, like, organic raw milk cheese, that's the best option and cut it. But how I think of things is, like, bad, better, best.
Bad, better, best.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I can't expect you to go from, like, if you're eating the worst of the worst, I can't expect people to go, like, the other way immediately, right? It's baby steps. So I'd rather you get, something that's better than what you had before. And you don't have to go like 180 all of a sudden, right? And you're cutting your cheese sticks, right? So Tillamook's a much better brand, I think, than the other one. And
is it readily available? Is that something you can find?
It's at Whole Foods. It's at here in LA, Erewhon. But it's also at like Ralph's,
Gelson's.
It's a brand that's at most grocery stores. I think people get caught up in food marketing.
I get caught up in food marketing.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
And kids.
So does Brooks.
And kids especially. I mean, why do you think the chip and cereal and cookie aisle, it's all colorful. There's cartoons on them. There's big wording. It looks fun, right? These food companies know what they're doing.
You have to be really careful with cereals. What about Three Wishes?
The cereal I like the best is Lovebird.
Lovebird.
Okay. Yeah.
Lovebird.
Yeah. It is. They only use like four or five ingredients, and it's sweetened with coconut sugar. Some of these other keto brands use a lot of, again, the fake sweeteners and some gums and other things that I think you should avoid if possible. And I think kids should be having more than cereal for breakfast, to be honest.
I don't do cereal for breakfast.
Yeah.
When we spoke very briefly on the phone, I mentioned to you that my youngest, who's the worst eater in the world, we have changed her chicken habits, but she loves Lucky Charms. And she doesn't eat it for breakfast, but it's like a palate cleanser for her in the morning, if I will. She will literally ask for Lucky Charms before she eats breakfast. So I usually give her some because I'm like, oh, it's got iron in it. Like she needs iron. She doesn't eat enough like red meat, whatever. But when you mentioned to me that Lucky Charms was like a no-go, I panicked because I'm like, okay, well now, and she understood. She was like, okay, no more charms. But like the hardest part, I think, for me as a parent is how do you make these decisions on like, all right, no more Lucky Charms, but I can't say no to everything because it's like not realistic. So like, how do you suggest someone, you know, regular mom in New Jersey, like goes into their pantry and like goes, how do I like make this a realistic transition where my kids aren't going to just not eat anything?
That's a great question.
Great question.
I mean, I'm here to help, but if you're just
call me,
you have to decide what ingredients are big no-nos. I mean, we're going to provide a lot of these for the listeners. I even made a general guide for your listeners
as
well
so
to like help people. But I think you need to tell your children, we don't want to demonize food, right? We don't want kids to have like a negative relationship with food because food is nourishing. It's amazing, right? It's good for us. And we don't want children to develop eating disorders, right? Because if you go about it the wrong way, they're going to go from not eating anything to binging and going behind your back. Mm. So how I like to talk to kids, especially if they've been eating one way and then all of a sudden, you know, they need to switch to something else. Kids are smart. Explain to them what these ingredients do to their body and find out like, okay, if they play sports, they play video games, they do something that tell them like when you eat this, you're not going to be able to play your sport as well. You're not going to be able to focus in school as well. You might not be as good at your video game or whatever they like to do. And then tell them, how about we focus on eating this instead? It'll make you feel better. And then also—
And it's still good.
And
like
it's still
to your
good.
Point about the brownies, they had no idea.
They had no idea. And I think, too, give them responsibility, right? Have them make foods with you. Kids, at the end of the day, they emulate their parents. And they watch how you guys eat and how you cook and take things in. And so when you make it more about the nourishment of the food rather than a punishment, if you do and not make it like a punishment reward kind of thing, it's much easier to make those switches. And then you can also have a conversation about, you know, at home, we're going to eat more like this because it's better for our bodies. It's better for our brains, our mind, you know, all these things. But, you know, if we're going out to eat or you're at a soccer game or you're at a friend's house, you know, you can try these things, but don't eat too much of it. If your stomach starts to hurt, if your head starts to hurt, don't eat too much of it. And so having these honest conversations and talking to them like they're adults, not children, will go much farther. And also letting them know that it's okay. They don't need to be scared if they see these foods out in the wild. And that's why I say 60-40 or 70-30. Find things in your home on the day-to-day, whether it's your food, your cleaning products, your makeup, your skincare, whichever, that you use frequently make those low tox switches, and then you don't have to think about it.
Right.
And then that 30-40% that you can't control, which you're out and about life, you don't have to worry so much. Now, I will say, if you do have condition, like I mentioned earlier, it's more important to do 80-20 or 90-10. Right. But if you're just generally healthy, I think finding a 60-40-70-30 balance is totally doable. And then once you get everything implemented and make those switches, you don't have to think about it again.
Well, I was going
to
say, even if you just take your absolute no-goes and
exactly.
you walk into your pantry and you start realizing that red three is in hot tamales, yellow five and six is in Lucky Charms, Ruffles, cheddar and sour cream, banana pepper, nacho cheese sauce. This was an interesting fact. Phthalates, Cheerios, Annie's ravioli in a can has 53,579 nanograms per serving.
Yeah. Man. So Annie's is one of those, I think when an Annie's first came out, they were really good. The other thing why I tell people to always read the label, a lot of brands, unfortunately, when they start to scale or they get bought out by a big company, their ingredients change. So you may have been buying a brand for years and then you don't know they get bought out or they go through ingredient change. So always look at the label. And there are great tools out there like EWG, Think Dirty, Yucca App, the Clean Label Project.
Well, you had an app too that you loved.
Yucca.
Emma Chef found she loves it.
Yeah. So Yucca is great too. So all these tools, it is more work. And it's unfortunate we live in a society where consumers can't just trust our environment and we have to put in extra work to stay healthy.
I think it's, you know, I don't know if you know, but my daughter was diagnosed with lymphoma in August of 2022. And, you know, she happens to be my healthiest eater, right? So like we have always been organic everything. They never had plastic bottles. They did the glass bottles. They did, you know, everything was always what it was supposed to be, right? And out of my kids, she is like the kid that devours fruits and vegetables. She's eats salmon. She, you know, is literally the healthiest eater. And I think, you know, when we was first diagnosed, any mom would, or dad, you go through, what did I do wrong? And it's one of those things where, you know, I sat with doctors after doctor and, you know, they all assured me it was nothing that I did. And I know from her, there's nothing I could have done differently. And so it's, I think, really scary sometimes because you hear how toxic these things are. I mean, she was 5 and a half when she was diagnosed. So it's not like she, even if I would have been giving her just red dye and all of that, like her whole childhood, which she didn't have, it's out of your control. So I think that there's like a real balance in how we approach it, because there is that fear that we have when you hear this, oh my God, my kid, they eat Lucky Charms. Is she going to get cancer? Like those are things that go through people's minds. And I think for me, it's what are the non-negotiables that I know moving forward, which I think I stuck to pretty well. Like, yes, my kids will grab a bag of Doritos here and there, but they're not eating Doritos all day, every day. So like, how do you manage and balance a situation like mine, quite frankly, moving forward, where you've got to go, all right, well, this happened, but she was eating healthy, you know, 90% of the time, I would say. What are your thoughts on that? Is that more environmental? Is that more out of our control?
Yeah. First off, I'm really sorry. And I know that's really hard to go through as a family, and especially at that age. You know, that's a great question. For instance, I got sick, you know, from something else. And I mean, it's when it comes to especially childhood cancer or diseases, there is a lot that we don't know. And to be frank, a lot of the studies that are coming out now about toxins, these are newer studies too. And we might not see the effects of some of these things for years to come. I think what I do know is that if you can lower the toxic load on your body, it's only helping you.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm not an oncologist. I don't know like enough about cancer and how that, you know, there's mix of DNA with possibly environmental, with, you know, all sorts of things. And it's really hard to say. I think what doctors are seeing is that more and more younger people are getting cancer.
Yeah.
And other things like girls are starting puberty younger and things like that.
That's a big one.
So those are, that can be related to endocrine disruptors, which a lot of these things are. I think, again, finding your 60-40 or 70-30 and what makes sense for your family. So I don't know if your daughter's still going through treatment, but
she is. Okay. She's on a maintenance plan. Yeah. So she's got another 10 months or so of just daily oral pills and then a couple more infusions left.
Yeah. And I'm on those oral pills as well. So I totally get it. So I think if you're, again, those things are hard on your body alone.
Yeah.
So for someone like your daughter, it does make sense to still keep nourishing her body and making sure she's getting all the macro and micronutrients and the minerals she needs.
Yeah.
Because some of those treatments deplete you from it. And making sure that her liver isn't, you know, the liver filters all these things out, isn't too taxed from all the treatment she's getting. Yeah, it's like you're already getting all these treatments that are already taxing on the liver. So you want to remove that extra layer of stress on it. But for the rest of your family, I think, you know, you don't need to overstress about these things. Just be cognizant. And I mean,
and it's really simple. Like when you, that's the one thing I love about you've laid everything out. Like she said, okay, I'm going to give you a recipe for at-home Gatorade. Super easy. At-home fruit roll-ups, gummies, at-home marshmallows. Like we think they're it's harder than it is. It just, it's once it's like, I got that almond milk. What's the almond cow thing, the brown, the almond cow, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the homemade one, yeah.
Right? To do, you know, it's super easy. Julia Weiss came in and did instruction for me. But it was like, I was like, oh, my God, I've had this in a box for literally 3 months. And you can sit there and make your own almond milk. It seems overwhelming, but I think you guys are going to like what she laid out. And this is what we're doing as my family. Like, you can even look at chips, like she gives you a thing of chips, cookies, crackers, nut butters, bars. They're just really making better, healthy choices, but also what are your absolute no-goes? You know, I love talking about supplements. Something I learned recently is how little regulation they have, and it's quite common for them to contain dyes, binders, heavy metals, preservatives, and other additives that do not belong in our bodies. Naturally, I did some research on them and also learned that 40% of the U.S. population may be low in vitamin B12. And the more plant-based your diet is, the more you're actually at risk. The USDA Certified Organic Vitamin B Complex I now use is Organic B Complete from Purity Woods. Unlike many supplements that include synthetic forms of B12, Purity Woods is 100% plant-based, naturally fermented, making it even more bioavailable to your body. It's totally free of unhealthy and potentially toxic junk. What is vitamin B12? Vitamin B12 is a superpower of a vitamin. While it may be best known for supporting energy, focus, memory, and mood, it also has amazing benefits to your heart, your bone health, and not to mention when it comes to achieving our healthiest, youngest-looking skin, nails, and hair. I'm never mad at that. It also has so many essential functions. For example, B12 promotes healthy nerve function, DNA production, and red blood cell formation. The B vitamins in Purity Woods Organic B Complete are largely sourced from four of nature's most B-loaded foods: organic beetroot, organic guava leaf extract, organic holy basil extract, and organic lemon whole fruit extract. Purity Woods is currently offering 17% off, but we here at Lipstick on the Rim have an additional 10% discount for our listeners for a total savings of 27%. Go to puritywoods.com/lipstick, enter code lipstick for checkout with an additional 10% off your first order. That's puritywoods.com, PURITYWOODS.com, and enter code lipstick for a total of 27% off your first order. Support for today's episode comes from Jenni Kayne. And what perfect timing, because spring is just a month away. Shocking, I know. Take advantage of adding some new pieces into your rotation now so you'll feel fully prepared when it's time to transition your wardrobe. I love her. I'm a huge Jenni Kayne fan. For those who are less familiar, Jenni is a California brand through and through. Their staples really do make getting dressed easier than ever before. Okay, think minimalist and effortless, but completely refined. Luxe cashmere sweaters to amazing accessories to elevated versions of your everyday basics. It's all just the best. Plus, I'm telling you, their home essentials are incredible. I literally go into the Brentwood Country Mart I would say 2 times a month, just so I can visit Jenny. Yes, they also have a separate store just for home now. Before we get into spring, I want to touch on some of my recent winter purchases that I've been living in. The mohair boyfriend cardigan, it's sick. The alpaca boucle cocoon crew neck, amazing. I am a longtime wearer of the cashmere cocoon cardigan, the cashmere fisherman. I have it pretty much in every color. They're the perfect in-between of not too warm, but will keep you warm enough, and you can throw them over your shoulders. They look great with classic denim, a kitten heel, a flat, a tennis shoe, that pulled together look. Okay, one more thing worth looking is their loungewear. I love their loungewear to travel in, to sit around in. It's so good. Marina sweatshirt and sweatpant will quickly become your weekend at-home go-tos. The Marina. So good, the whole set. Find your new uniform at JennyKane.com. Our listeners are going to get 15% off your order when you use code LIPSTICK15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com. JennyKane.com. Promo code LIPSTICK15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Can you talk about habit stacking?
Oh, yeah. I love this. So habit stacking is a game changer. I habit stack in the morning and in the evening, and I have a very lengthy morning and night routine because for me, the number one thing I want to do is reduce the inflammation in my body. So I have to do like dry brushing, lymphatic massage, my vibration plate, my like red light therapy. I like to meditate.
You're speaking our language.
Yeah, all these things in the morning, and it's like, really, if I do these things separately, it would be like a two-hour routine. So I try to stack like my meditation with my red light with doing my face massage. When I'm in the sauna, infrared sauna, I'll do the dry brushing and listen to a meditation. So I try to habit stack with a lot of these, from a health perspective, these wellness practices and tools. And in the evening, same thing. I'll be on my PEMF mat with my red light mask from Higher Dose that I love. And then I'll listen to a podcast or an ebook or read. I'll be in the bath and journaling. I try to find 2 or 3 activities or habits that I can combine together to save time. Otherwise, it's really unrealistic. And I feel like that's another thing in wellness culture. The routines are like, have gotten really out of control.
We just talked about this. It's like, okay, there's a 2.5 hour step process before you get up in the morning. You know what I mean? It's impossible to maintain. And you're not setting yourself up for success.
No. And if you can't get to my ideal routine, I don't get to it every morning, maybe 3 or 4 times a morning, but I figure out what I can do that morning if I can't get to it. But I like habit stacking a lot because it allows you to be more productive throughout the day. It frees up your time. The more free time you can have to do whatever else you want to do in your life, whether it's work, spend time with your family, cook, work out, whatever it is. So I love habit stacking.
I like it. And I've never heard it like that.
No, I haven't either. You mentioned something that I thought was so interesting. And I just watched, I think it was Melissa Wood Health did a reel on this. And it was so good. It was about what you said, dry brushing and then tapping your lymph nodes throughout your body in the morning to wake everything up. And it's like you first tap, tap. Can you explain to our listeners what waking up your lymph nodes with the dry brushing does in terms of like getting rid of?
Yeah, sure. So when you wake up, you've just been asleep for 8 hours. You haven't moved your body. So we want to get circulation going in the body, the blood flow going. And we want to drain our lymph nodes. So when you're tapping, I mean, you want to start with the collarbone, go up around the neck, behind the jawline. We have lymph nodes all along our jawline. We even have lymph nodes right here behind the neck. Then go under the armpit and open up lymph nodes before you start anywhere else. And then we have lymph nodes all along the inside of our leg, inside of our thighs. I mean, you can look up on Google like where your lymph nodes are. So you open up all the lymph nodes, and with the dry brushing, you go lightly and you push. So you're like draining everything back up into where everything exits out. And so I do it. I find benefit because I experience a lot of inflammation and swelling. So if I don't keep up with it, I'm extremely swollen.
That's a good idea, though, the dry brushing and then the tapping of the lymph nodes.
So the benefits are reduction in inflammation, reduction in swelling, and you also don't want your lymphatic system to be stagnant.
I think also lymphatic system, like with gut health, like it's really important not to mess up your microbiome.
A lot of people are like, what's up with toxins? Like, what does it do to our body? Number one, they're endocrine disruptors, which I want to get into so people can have a really good visual of
how. Let's talk about that.
So endocrine disruptors are man-made chemicals. Some of them can be natural that block or mimic our hormones, okay? So think of your endocrine system as a thermostat. And the sensor of the thermostat is the hypothalamus, okay? The hypothalamus is constantly checking, sensing to see if you have enough hormones in your body. And if not, it will send a signal to a hormone to the pituitary gland to release the right amount, the correct hormone to whichever gland. So let's thyroid, for example. Your hypothalamus is constantly checking to see if you have enough T3 or T4 in your body, in your bloodstream. Now, when it comes to an endocrine disruptor that's mimicking T3 and T4, the hypothalamus thinks you have enough of that T3 or T4 when you don't. And so it doesn't send that hormone signal to the pituitary gland to make TSH, which is the thyroid stimulating hormone, to then have your thyroid make T3 and T4. So then you end up with an underactive thyroid.
Which is what I have, hypothyroidism.
So then on the other side, if the endocrine disruptors block the hormone receptors, what essentially happens is no matter how much of that hormone is made or produced, it won't be able to do its function. It won't be able to do its function to that target tissue. So then you have an overactive thyroid. So that's just one example, a very clear example. Other parts of the endocrine system are adrenal glands, reproductive, fertility system, immune health, metabolic health. I mean, it goes on and on. So that's one thing. They can also be neurotoxins. So they can some can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause like nerve damage. With fragrances, if anyone gets really dizzy, if they smell a really strong fragrance chemical, or there's like this compound called linalool that makes people dizzy.
Really?
Yeah. So those kind of things can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause that.
I swear when I was in fourth grade, I was allergic. Something that I can't even remember what it was called, but I was I fainted every single time. And it was
specific chemical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very common. And then also they can be very disruptive to our microbiome. Some of these things could potentially cause leaky gut, which our mucosa, our lining of the gut needs to be like intertwined. And if our gut lining starts to dissipate and little holes end up in the gut lining, that's when you get leaky gut, and then these toxins or even certain like things like lectins and oxalates from even vegetables or other foods can end up leaking into your bloodstream. So those are just some concrete examples just to paint a picture, because I think people are like, what's the big deal?
I know.
So
it's a big deal.
So I think tampons, for instance, have fragrances oftentimes and bleach, dioxins. You know, our female parts are extremely absorbable. So I use organic, pesticide-free, bleach-free tampons. I use Cora Organics.
Cora is great.
Yeah, so I love Cora. And they're available at every grocery store. So that's just an example.
Do you believe in like air filters, water filters? I got a water filter for the house.
A 1,000,000%. So if you, especially in California, there have been nuclear leaks and explosions back in the 50s or 60s all over Southern California.
Okay.
And those radioactive materials have stayed in the water. There is a map. I mean, I can send you the link if you want to share it, that tells you where, based on where you live, how bad your water is. But I think everyone should have a water filter. If it's not a whole house water filter, there are so many different amazing singular filters for your bath, mm-hmm. for your sink, for your bathroom filter. All of that.
What about charcoal pills?
Oh, yeah. Charcoal pills.
Okay. That's such a funny question. So my first question is why? Because charcoal doesn't discriminate. It takes everything with it. So any minerals, vitamins, supplements, it takes everything with it. So unless you're on a specific protocol working with a doctor or practitioner to detox something very specific, I wouldn't use charcoal. Chlorella is a much better option because chlorella does not pull out minerals and nutrients. So a lot of people will take charcoal pills, but they're also, they continue to take their supplements and it makes no sense.
So is that like, if you take a charcoal or the chlorella that you just mentioned, is that like, so I had mercury poisoning, literally, yeah. True story.
She, tell her really quickly.
I used to eat a lot of sushi. I barely eat sushi anymore, which is so sad, but I used to eat a lot of sushi and my doctor, she tested my mercury because she knew how much tuna I was eating. And you probably know this, your healthy range of mercury is 1 to 10. I was at a 30.
Wow. Wow. And I assume your doctor put you on a protocol to detox you?
She said, do not touch fish for 6 months.
For 6 months. I mean,
it was the hardest 6 months of Emma's life.
I know. It is hard. I mean, there's a place called Planta. I don't know if you've been to it.
I haven't been.
It's in Brentwood.
Yeah, I know. It came from Miami. I think it's Dave Bruttman's place.
Yeah. Bruttman. And they make sushi out of watermelon. And it's actually good. I know you're looking at me like you're crazy. I'm crazy. Because I don't eat a lot of fish anymore either because of mercury. So, yeah. So for charcoal, it takes everything with it again. So unless you're on like a 1 week really strict protocol determined by, you know, and it has a lot of contraindications. Chlorella is a much milder. You can do chlorotops. You can do the green chlorella pills. You need to take a ton of them though. It will just pull the heavy metals without pulling anything else. So just be mindful. I think with detoxing too, people don't realize that there's a very strict, you need to make sure your gut health, your gut is healed, your gut is working, you're pooping 2 to 3 times a day, peeing several times a day, your kidneys are working, then your liver is working and detoxing properly, and that your cellular health is supported and your mitochondria are working properly, and finally your drainage pathways are open. Because if you try to detox and those things are not working and you're all those toxins are going to get recirculated back in your body.
Which is what you don't want.
And you get a Herx reaction. So there are a lot of detox trends happening on TikTok, on Instagram. Just maybe work with like a doctor or a practitioner that knows what they're doing and make sure your pipes are sealed. Because if the pipes are like push sewage out at 100 miles per hour and your pipes are leaking, then the whole house is going to get flooded.
Right. That's a really good way to think about it.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about this, but how brands can trick us. And it says, okay, the packaging says no high fructose corn syrup. But you're like, well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good product.
Yeah. So a lot of brands will put like the no high fructose corn syrup on there, but then they have a lot of gums, they have a lot of fillers, caking agents, a lot of these sugar alcohols, and seed and vegetable oil. So my problem with seed, like canola, cottonseed, rapeseed, safflower, even sunflower, all these oils, is that the American diet has, again, overdone it with the omega-6s, okay? We need more omega-3s in our diet, not omega-6s, because omega-6s are more pro-inflammatory. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory.
And what's an omega-3? Give me an example.
So like in fatty fish, we have omega-3. In hemp seeds, we have omega-3. Omega-3s are, you know, help their long-chain fatty acids that, you know, support our metabolic health, immune system, our cell membranes, brain health.
So what are some omega-6s? So people know the difference.
Yeah. So omega-6 is also a long-chain fatty acid, but it has 6 different polymers versus omega-3 has 3. And you can find omega-6s. So most foods have both omega-6 and omega-3, but some have a disproportionate amount. So for instance, the seed oils tend to have, like sunflower oil is like 73% omega-6, for instance, versus like olive oil is like 10 to 15% omega-6 and the rest is omega-3. And
you like olive oil?
I like extra virgin olive oil. There's a whole olive oil mafia thing going on. I don't know if you guys have. Okay, I won't get into that.
No.
But it's important that when you look to buy olive oil, make sure in California, there's an olive oil agriculture commission. They put a stamp on it to verify that it's pure olive oil and there's no other added or mixed.
Are there brands that you love?
Cobram, I really love. Cobram Estates, Westbourne. I use Cobram. And then there's Cobram Estates is what I use.
Estates.
Yeah. And there, I know the farmer. They're a farm up in Northern California. And they're sold at Whole Foods. They're sold at Erewhon.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah. So all of these are available in stores. So the other thing with seed and vegetable oils, a lot of them were back in the 50s, 60s were used as industrial lubricants. They were never in our foods. And to be able to make these tiny little seeds or, you know, whichever into oil, oftentimes they have to use hexane, leaching, and chemicalization. So that's not the best to be putting in our bodies anyway. And again, if you have these oils every now and then, that's fine. But it seems like every packaged good now or snack has them, even the better for you ones, even at Erewhon, even at Whole Foods. So that's where I'm like, again, we've overdone it. We've overdone it as a society. And, you know, Sweetgreen now has announced that they're cooking their food with olive oil again. They were at seed oils. I mean, consumers are demanding these things to be changed. There's an app called Seed Oil Scout. I'm, again, have to be very restrictive. And I tell people, like, get off the seed oils and the fake things for like a week or two. See how you feel.
She said, just use olive oil. Just
avocado oil, coconut oil, butter, ghee. If, you know, you want to use that, those are great options too. And but I would say with the butter, make sure it's grass fed and grass finished and organic.
Going back to kind of like the snacks and stuff, you mentioned Lovebird cereal, quinoa puffs, sprouted pretzels, FitJoy, Primal Kitchen you like for ketchup and mustard and all the kind of things. Nutella, hazelnut spread.
So dough, yeah. Dough is like they make really good cookie dough, hazelnut spreads, better for you donuts. Yeah.
You talk about Cobram Estate, avocado oil spray. I love that. Full fat, half and half. Can add vanilla extract. I like that. I saw the note about the no French vanilla, which I'm known to have a little bit of every now and then. You like Harmless Harvest, the coconut water?
That's a great one to have in the house for the kids.
And you like this ice cream called?
A2.
A2.
So if you can have dairy, they make dairy from the A2 cows, which, yeah. And then also like for chips, Siete, I love Jonathan, Boulder potato chips.
I like Pamela's.
Yeah, the Pamela's for like crackers, Ella's Flats, Top Seed, Hugh Kitchen. For snacks, there's Yumi, Raw Veggie Sticks, the Rhythm Veggie Snacks, Yum Earth, or Better Sour for candy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they use, for coloring, they use like carrot juice or beet juice.
So I love the cuties.
Yeah.
I bought a whole ton of them on Sunday. Simple Mills, the crackers you like.
The Graham crackers.
The Graham crackers.
Yeah. And I will say, like, again, some of these brands, some of their products are really, really clean. Some of them aren't. So, again, always just check the label if you're not sure. And then, again, for pastas, don't get enriched flour products because a lot of the enriched vitamins are synthetic. And oftentimes our body, it's not the most bioavailable form. I try to get the durum wheat salmonella flour from Italy, if possible. And then for the gluten-free, Jovial is a great brand.
Right. All right, let's switch a little bit to household.
Okay.
Because this is a big one. She spent a lot of time making this. Kitchen living, bathroom, laundry, some of your favorite brands. You want to talk about them?
So Branch Basics kind of covers it for me. They have everything you need.
Branch Basics.
Yeah,
Branch Basics. We have it all now.
Yeah. So we got you stocked up.
I'm good. We're using it. We're doing it.
But there's also like Molly Suds. There's...
And you also switched me to realpaper.com. This is your paper towels. It's... Real recycled paper towels spelled R-E-E-L.
And they are great because, again, paper towels and toilet paper, I mean, this is like, you don't have, this is, I know, like maybe one step extra that people are like, I can't even think about this. I'm just going to stick to Charmin. But they do get bleached to get that white color. So if you want to, again, our orifices are very absorbable. We'll just put it that way.
Yes.
Our butthole is very, our... It's a very absorbable place.
You like the Thrive Market dish soap, Arm & Hammer French fridge and freezer baking soda, which we have, Branch Basics non-toxic stainless steel wipes.
So the stainless steel wipes, I know that was something that...
I needed.
That you needed. And most people are like, I need to clean this stuff. And I do want to say, too, if you want to keep some of those heavy-duty cleaners, if there's something crazy messy, That's fine.
You know, what was funny is because, you know, before COVID, everybody was trying really to go down this really healthy. And then, I mean, once COVID happened, it was like Lysol. Like,
yeah, totally. Like, everybody, you couldn't buy Lysol.
You couldn't buy Lysol. Or,
yeah, it's kind of funny. But I think there was a big pendulum swing, too, when people realized, like, wait, like, I do want to have my immune system just be supported a little bit more. And maybe, you know, all these products aren't it. And also there's, for cleaning products, there's Green Shield, Aunt Franny's, Dr. Bronner. You can make your own cleaning products. It's really easy. If you don't want to, some of these lower talks are more expensive. You can make your own laundry detergent with just washing soda, Castile soap, and water.
I mean, Castile soap.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things in it. And for bedding and towel, so I also changed my entire bedding because mattresses hold so many toxins and pillows and formaldehydes and fumes. So Avocado Green Brands is my favorite. That's what I have. But we also have Under the Canopy, Bowl and Branch, Citizenry, and they're a newer brand called Kayuchi too. They do towels, bedding, mattresses, all of that.
Aunt Franny's floor cleaners is a really good one. The seventh generation disinfectant wipes are also good. Let's talk a little bit about beauty, because we have to, because we're beauty. Five things you got to change. Okay. I know the formaldehyde in the mascara is a real big one.
So shampoo and conditioners have a lot of parabens. They also have formaldehydes. And then for color cosmetics, we have titanium dioxide, carbon black, talc, BHA, and then in a lot of skincare products, you have the skin lighteners, right? Like BHT, DM, hydroquinone, and
Quinone,
I said it wrong.
Well, no, that's why. I mean, my problem solver was based on
that. Not having that.
Not having that, because it thins your skin and can cause necrosis of the skin.
I know. And then also a lot of makeup and skincare have mercury and heavy metals.
And also, just for our listeners, we're going to give you every place to go so you can work with her, talk to her. She is, I think your website is up now.
My website is up. I know I've been word of mouth for the last year. So I'm
finally.
And
she does build these low toxic guides that can help families. But we're going to give you a few to start with, some, you know, basic things that you need to know, like your no-gos, right?
The no-gos, just explaining what everything is. It'll be in a link in the show notes so you can just download it easily. And just some healthy food swaps and things like that.
We always do a little bit of rapid fire. Favorite low toxic snack?
I eat real whole foods. I love making like a date bark with tahini and nut butter and chocolate.
Are you an online shopper or an in-person?
I love in-person.
Beauty icon?
Jane Birkin.
Travel light or overpacker?
Overpacker, but I'm working on traveling light.
I'm not working on it. One person whose wardrobe you would raid?
Jenna Lyons.
Oh, me too. So good. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I am a night owl, but trying to become an early bird.
Favorite book at the moment?
Becoming Supernatural. Everyone needs to read it. It changed my mindset, especially having a chronic illness.
What's your favorite part of your job?
Helping people.
We ask every guest before they go. We might have to do a 2 or 3-parter with you. If you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Oh, my 10-year-old self. That everything was going to be okay. I got bullied a lot growing up, and I didn't like being a kid.
Right.
It wasn't fun. Everything's going to be okay, and you're going to find your people.
You're going to find
your partner. You're going to find your friends. You're going to find things that you love, and like, to not think it's in the end of the world. I remember thinking everything was the end of the world when I was 10.
I know.
That's such, I haven't thought about my 10-year-old self in a long time.
Yola, you're amazing. We're grateful to have you. I'm grateful that I'm now living a low-tox life. Okay, you guys can find her at Yola Robert and at Well With Yola.
Yeah, so Well With Yola is my business account. I just started it. And my website is wellwithyola.com. I am now taking people virtually. So anywhere in the world now.
It really helps to not make it so overwhelming. All right.
Thank you.
Till next time. We love you guys. Tag us on TikTok, review us, rate us. Emisha and I have a Substack going right now that kind of goes into it. And I'm actually doing a lot on my Substack with this. So we're going to have some recipes and all of that. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.